Let's talk all things theater. Of course, not quite the same in this year. Lots of productions, are often called taking an intermission or, just canceled. And certainly that's a bummer for those who do theater and certainly those who watch theater. So here we go. Aquinas College Theater Department. I have three of the best on the line talking about the production that was, let's just say, canceled due to COVID-19 and Antigone, but yet I think there may be a resurgence. Let's talk to you, if I may, Kyle Westmus, director. Good morning to you, Kyle.
Good morning.
Brianna Lee, who plays Antigone. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
And Caleb Cogswell, who plays Creon. Hi, Caleb.
Hi.
All right, take me back to April.
Obviously, like everybody else, we had to basically make the right call and decide that we weren't going to go through any rehearsal process and that it wasn't the smartest decision to, move forward with the show, which was disappointing for everybody. We were about halfway through our rehearsal at that point in time. But once the semester wrapped up, we were made it fairly clear that our goal was to get this show back up in whatever form we could. So they approached me and we talked over the summer about what the best options were for being able to produce this, whether we wanted to do it over Zoom, like a lot of our other places were doing. And I happened to have a connection with a local recording studio here and put forth the idea of doing it as an audio drama. The fortunate thing is that the script is adaptable. It's in public domain. So my wife and I were able to go through and adapt it and add things that made it make sense for a radio drama. And we've been rehearsing it for the past 3 weeks now, recording just this past week, of making this like a fully produced and realized audio play that we can hope to, share with people in one live event and then have it downloadable later.
Didn't they do that back in the old days where we didn't have television? Wasn't radio drama kind of the thing?
They did, yeah. It's definitely reinventing the horse a little, or reinventing the wheel a little bit here. But it's a little bit more, it's longer, obviously. We're talking about a 90-minute piece here as opposed to like what was the half-hour sitcoms back there. It's also, less of the action-based, melodrama kind of thing and more focusing on the characters and what's going on within it. So it's a little bit of a new take on what was going on, but it's also something that the cast and I are really proud of as far as hopefully how it's going to turn out. We're going into post-production next week to kind of smooth out all the details there.
Oh. All right, Brianna, you playing Antigone. Tell me, first of all, a little bit about the storyline and how was this to turn this into audio?
Sure. So Antigone is a young woman who is coping with the deaths of her brothers, one of which was not given a proper burial, which is important to her. And the king, Creon, who Caleb is playing, actually declares an order that this brother must not get a proper burial. But Antigone takes things into her own hands to do what's right. And there are consequences that she has to grapple with along the way.
Yes. And give me an example of, I'm trying to think how you actually produced this. So were you all in a room and all had headphones on and basically, there wasn't a lot of blocking. You basically just looked at each other and said your lines, I trust.
Yeah, we had a few weeks of rehearsals leading up to our actual recording. And then we wanted to make sure we did everything safe. And so we had just a few people in the studio at the same time. A lot of people socially distanced and isolated. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously you still have to stay in character.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was interesting making the swap from theater to more voice acting, but it was a really cool experience, especially getting to work with Kyle on this. This is like his thing. So being able to get in the studio and actually try something new out and experience this new form of theater that we may have to utilize more often in these times.
There you are. Tell me about you, Caleb.
Sure. So I play Creon, who is the king that is to put Antigone to death. And it's a really interesting role to play because anyone who's only vaguely familiar with the Oedipus trilogy and the story of Antigone knows well, you know, Creon is the king. He's the villain because he's the one who sends Antigone to death, and she's just doing what's right. But, you know, when you're playing Creon, you have to take it from a perspective that it's a little bit more than that. Creon just feels that he's doing the job that he's been given. There's nothing else that he can do. He's just doing the role that he has been assigned. And, you know, it's really interesting approaching this role from that perspective, you know, because as myself, I understand that what Creon is doing is very wrong, but you kind of have to look at it from a different point of view and find, you have to find the humanity, and you have to find the, what makes Creon human and not just the person who's making the wrong decision.
Yes. But, Kyle, as we do move into, again, perhaps a different format, there's no audience. It's kind of like sports. You still have to, you know, do your thing, but you might not get the laughs or the other reactions.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm not trying to think of this as a way to replace theater. I think theater is a very special thing in and of itself. Like you said, there's an audience there that you can feed off of, that you can get that reaction and, you know, reciprocate that sort of communal event. What I see this as is, you know, theater has always been a version of storytelling, like film has, like music is in some ways as well. And this is just a new medium, or a new old medium for storytelling. So it was really interesting because typically when you're doing, you know, audio work or voiceover work, you don't get a ton of rehearsal. You kind of come in a couple of days and you work with the director going over the lines over and over again. So it was nice to have a cast that had prepared their roles, that knew what they were talking about, and we were able to go in and basically just record a play and have that be something that they could feel like they were working with each other and living in these characters and being able to, you know, really tell their stories effectively, just having it recorded at the time. And we are going to try and do a premiere that audiences can come and listen to,
yeah,
and hopefully kind of share in that experience with that. And we're also going to be encouraging people that when they do, you know, download it themselves eventually, to listen to it with people. You know, don't make it something where it's just you on your own in your room. Hopefully, going back to what you talked about, gathering around the radio with the family, mm-hmm, and, you know, listening to the adventures that are happening, where we can find a little bit of that community that theater was bringing in, as we're just giving this gift of this version of this story.
Cool. That's what we do in these times. All right. Thank you very much. And Caleb, obviously you're looking for different ways to get the word out as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So Aquinas College Theater is on a couple social media platforms. You can follow us on Facebook at AQ Theater. We are on Instagram at AQ Theater, and then we are on Twitter at AQ Theater as well. And if you want to stay updated on where you can donate, we are, this show is going to be on a pay what you think we deserve model, which means how much would you pay if you were paying for a full price ticket to see this show? What would you set that price as? We encourage people to donate that amount. And that donation link will be on our website as soon as we make it available. And that is theater at Aquinas. Let me just look this up real quick. I want to make sure I don't mess that up.
Gotcha. And I'll say my goodbyes in addition, and then we'll get that last. Caleb Cogswell, Kyle Westmoss, and, of course, Brianna Lee. That contact information is?
Aquinas.edu/theater.
Wonderful. All right. Break a leg. Audio-wise, we'll continue to follow your journeys and your talents, Caleb, Kyle, and Brianna. Antigone, well, alive and well. Thanks, guys.